Welcome everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Over the weekend here, I got kind of saturated with a bunch of stuff and figured I better get it out there. And I want to start off, there's, for those of us in Ontario, there's going to be a vaccine march, www.vaccinechoicecanada.com. It's going to be October 29th, 2019, 10 a.m. Go on the site, take a look, see where it's going to be. Queen's Park, Ontario. Peaceful protest. That's what they're saying. Bring your billy clubs, your guns, your bazookas, and your... So we'll have a peaceful protest. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, check it out. I think it's good. In tonight's podcast, I got several links up here about the vaccines. I even got the vaccines with the aborted baby materials. So those of you who are propagating anti-abortion and you're pro-life and pro-life, you may want to take a look at this so you're not taking a stand and being a hypocrite. On one hand, you're saying, well, we're going to protect the rights of the unborn child. And on the other hand, you are turning around and you are violating the child you're with by adding an extra DNA strand from another child or a cow or chicken or whatever it may be. Anyway, check it out. It will be, the link will be there as well. VaccineChoiceCanada.com, and we'll give you the details when the march is going to be. October 29th. So if you happen to be in the Toronto area, come on up. Show your support that we should have a right to choice. We are heading toward perilous times on a level that is almost beyond conception today. The vaccines are basically nothing more. By 2030, they're going to be nothing more than microchipping, nano chips, nano biochips inside the people to make you more accessible and assimilable to the current beast system that will be there at the time it will be fully implemented. It's already here. Artificial intelligence is already running the planet. Okay, it is already on. It's already happening. Okay, what everybody needs to understand is where this is going and how it's getting there. And you are not going to have rights, freedoms, and choices. I was listening to something called MGTOW. MGTOW basically is about information for men generally, and about how men are no longer seeking marriage and are even walking away from marriages because the law of diminishing returns are going on with men, and they're seeing that it's a stacked deck against men today, more so than ever it has been. But he makes comment about the how the system is going for men, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a heads up because this is where it's going. Men in Canada and the United States are no longer pursuing marriage, period. Women are complaining about the fact that men do not want to get married. Why should men get married? Why would I want to get married today when, in the end, all I'm doing is, if it doesn't work out, I have to pay out of my pocket, out of my resources, in order to sustain and support somebody who I no longer have any kind of relationship or acquaintance with. And the court systems are not very doable with the male species. So he was mentioning about how as technology takes over jobs and different things, men are going to be less apt to seek out marriage. They're not going to be working that hard for anybody but themselves. They're going to develop their own autonomy and be able to enjoy it. And he mentioned about machinery and how machines are going to be even further stopping any kind of relationships or marriages to occur because, quite frankly, the economics isn't going to be there for it. And this is just one little thing that this is going to affect in our system. Now, he was talking about China, Russia, and the Middle East. Just waiting for, he mentioned the United States because he's from the U.S., ready to fall. So they can bring on the traditional things back, which puts men right back into the same scenario. But this is what's going to happen, I think, before that happens. I think things are already changing in China and other places, in Japan for sure, and it's already changed. Marriages are not happening. Number one, it's very economically difficult to do this. Number two, same reasons. If it should fall apart, the systems that are there right now do not favor the men in any way, shape, or form, and there is no fair deal. The only thing that's happened, and the only thing that's changed in the last 20 or 30 years now, if a woman is making more money than the men, now she can wind up paying. This has become the only change that I've seen. And those women are not as apt to get married either, for the same reasons that men are not willing to get married. They do not want to work their ass off, build their economic strength or their foundation, and then just give it away to somebody because the system deems it fit that they continue supporting someone who is no longer a part of their lives. And AI systems are going to heavily affect and impact relationships, especially along these lines. Economics is going to be a prevalent course of action that everyone's going to have to be looking at. And everyone's going to be looking at relationships and marriages a little bit differently and regarding to what both parties bring to the situation. When men initially look at marriage, they look at women from a perspective of sex and some kind of love, whatever. Women look at relationships from a perspective of what they're going to get out of it. And he makes a good comment about how women negotiate their frills for the economics. And guys don't get this initially until after they go through it. And in the future, it's going to come to a point, and not that far away, I'd say 1 or 2 years, you're going to probably see a bigger decline in marriages as a result of technology. But you're going to see, it's going to come to a point where, what do you bring to the table? You know, how does this work as far as sustaining and supporting and exchange, supportive exchange? Because right now, the way it is, you know, like I said, the legal system has basically, you know, initiated the breakdown in marriages, and now technology is going to put it in the grave. Men, a lot of men are not seeking it. I know I'm not seeking it. I don't see any point to seeking it. I don't see the, you know, women say, well, what about companionship? But what about it? Companionship is great as long as I don't have to pay for it. If I've got to pay for it, I may as well go get a prostitute. That's how men are equating this. Pay a prostitute, she takes care of my needs, she gets her money, I get money. That's the same kind of concept that's going on in marriages. It's just done a little bit differently, but in the end, it's what works out to. So with the oncoming economics that's going to be AI-based and AI systems running the show already, and altering the economics of things and putting things at such a high inflated rate that it's going to be extremely difficult for either gender to be able to get through this. And so it either will cause further separation or it will create an incredibly strong bond, because the only way to survive then may be as a result of combining the resources of both sides and sustaining that. It's where it's going. It's how it's going. When some women may not like what I'm saying regarding to relationship, but this is the reality of today, and this is how men are seeing it today. I've been through the system, and it opened my eyes to what the reality of marriage is. Even the lawyers told me back then, it's not about two people falling in love and being all lovey-dovey. No, it's about two corporations or companies amalgamating or merging, and now when you're going through the divorce, it's about separating the amalgamation, and the court systems are going to get their cut, and they're going to delegate the bloodletting, usually to the disadvantage of the males, and that's the way it is. That's the reality of it. Now there are circumstances where that may not be the same, but as a rule of thumb, that's the way it is, and this is why men are not looking for it. In Japan, they're not getting married there either. They're buying pets. They're spending $2 trillion on pet paraphernalia. Can you imagine that? $2 trillion. That's at least something to put your stock in. You know, Japanese pet supplies. Malta. You know, this is one of the reasons why I came on here tonight, not to, you know, talk about relationships and AI, but that's going to be a reality. And I'm bracing you for that because this is how it's going to come about. Malta is now a country that is talking about making artificial intelligence a citizen of Malta. Now think about this for 1 minute. They made Sophia a citizen of Saudi Arabia and Japan. A Barbie doll on an algorithm having strings pulled has now become a citizen of a country, two countries. And now we're going to take an algorithm, a program operating system, a self-operating program, a self-writing program, and we're going to initiate a citizenship for an operating system. Now, how bizarre does that sound? It's going to come out of Malta, of all places. When they're talking about singularity and blockchain and data and streaming, information is going to become more and more centralized in the sense that you can get the information from any part of the country, any part of the world, any country, any continent. The information will be readily available in those places to be accessed by artificial intelligence, which is another scary concept when you really sit there and think about it. Now imagine you have an AI system going rogue. After all, it's being taught how to kill, it's being taught how to be militarized, it's learning all these things, it's learning about all the weaponry, it has all this information about all the weaponry at its disposal. There is a system out there that this thing could not hack and pull out whatever it needs to pull out, and even assemble a more modified version or an upgrade of whatever weaponry it decides to hack. This is scary. I'm basically telling you that mankind has lost control to an operating system, to an algorithm. Imagine that. Now imagine you have an intelligence or a presence or an entity that is able to access artificial intelligence and use it against the planet. This is not that far-fetched. Nobody can control AI. Nobody will own AI. We cannot control it. We do not control it now. Contrary to what Israel might be saying, or Russia might be saying, or America might be saying, that's all PR bullshit, trying to pacify the general population. Oh yeah, we got it under control. Right. Artificial intelligence is a program that writes itself. It does not need a programmer. It does not need anybody to analyze it. It can't be in the analysis of the program upgrade. Can take 25 years in order for the programmers to figure it out. And now artificial intelligence can make babies, a baby AI system, so that it can further accelerate its knowledge base and its learning upload. See, the way artificial intelligence works is the more AI systems that are out there around us, you know, whether it's through the media, through the internet, through the self-driving cars, through the appliances you're buying, to the appliances in the stores, Li-Fi, etc., the stock market, the more artificial intelligence is out there, the quicker and the faster it learns, because now it can bounce off of other AIs, and the AIs now can exchange information, keeping everybody upgraded, uploaded at the same time. Anything that can operate 50 million computations per quantum second, we are talking some high-end super tech. Nobody controls it. Malta is now going to make AI a citizen of its country. What stupidity. When I saw that, I just about, my heart dropped, basically. Understanding what I know about nanobiology and nanotechnology and artificial intelligence, this is absurd. This is totally absurd. Another right in the middle of the Mediterranean. Can you imagine the access point right there to all the databases in the vicinity? That would include Northern Africa, Southern Europe, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, all the way to the Middle East. Can you imagine the profiling there? These are things that make me go bump in the night and make me think about different things and make me think in terms of preparing to defend myself against technology, because that in the end is who we're eventually going to be fighting. See, there are less and less men around due to many different varying circumstances, sexual disorientation happening, military services where men die from illnesses, men refuse to reproduce. Yes, not they reproduce, but donate their seed to reproduce it. Now there's nobody there to compensate. So there's a lot of varying factors, that we're losing men on so many different levels. So machines are going to replace the men that are now not being created for whatever reason. And they will be the law enforcement, they will be the fire companies, they will be the maintenance, they will be the mechanics, they'll be the electricians, they'll be the technicians, they will be everything, the construction worker. They will be the truck driver. They will be the cab driver. Okay, you may not see an actual bot, but the device that you're getting into, for instance, a cab or a truck, is the bot. And it will all be operated by artificial intelligence and the subroutines of the singularity. They're referring to it many times in the video. Singularity would be, like I said, is referencing the fact that the blockchain, which would have all different types of data structure, will now be under one umbrella, can now be accessed as through a central focal point. This gives you unlimited information on almost anything you want to know. That is worth its weight in gold, because if you could take that information and apply it in any way, shape, or form, you can actually create from that information things you never would have considered. Never. So we're looking today at the world we're living in and how it's changing, and the changes that are occurring, and we're still caught up on yesterday's tech, and we have to pay attention to what's going on. A lot of times I get people contact me who are active and they're trying to wake people up. And a lot of times they find themselves beating their head against the wall. And I always say, that's okay, that's cool, don't worry about it. The element you have to look at is you start looking out for yourself. You start looking out for you. You start looking out at the technology that's coming down the pipe, and you start preparing yourself for what is going to happen. Majority of the people out there, I would say about 95 to 97% of them, are going to get smoked. They're going to be totally, totally smoked. They are going to go along with whatever. They're going to take whatever vaccines. They're going to be incorporating it, programming and things of this nature. So when you're looking at all the wonderful things that this is going to lead everybody into, you need to start preparing, and you need to start understanding this technology. You need to understand the whole concept of nanobiology, quantum mechanics, quantum, the terms itself, quantum computing, because this is where this is all going. In regard to everything that, where life is changing, we are at a crux in our evolution, where now we are going to be incorporating programs as people. There was a Star Trek series, the Star Trek Next Generation, where Data was a synthetic AI system that was, in a frame, a male frame, and there was a debate whether or not he was property of Starfleet, or was he an autonomous person? And in the end, they gave him the autonomy, which again is very, very similar to Sophia having her own autonomy regarding to having her citizenship, being that she's a citizen. We are, like I said, we are in a realm today where machinery is going to have eventually more rights, more access to things than people. Machines already have access to things that we don't have access to. And they can go in and out of these subroutines, programs, and algorithms without any problem. It doesn't matter if there's a firewall, it doesn't matter if there's a security network there. These things know how to write programs and subroutines to get by these type of defenses. Privacy is going to be a matter of not having anything on your computer or your iPad or your phone, or if it's on your iPad, phone, or computer, it can be hacked by AI and AI systems. Remember, privacy means nobody knows, nobody has access. Anything you put in the system, on your computer, on your iPad, on your cell phone, or any other device that you may have that can collect and store data, can now be accessed by artificial intelligence. Whether you're hooked up into the internet, through a cable, or through the airways, doesn't matter. Anything you're putting up into the cloud, the AI systems now has that information that it can access at any given point in time and utilize it in the proper moment when it needs it. You'll see that in one of the videos I pointed out, and Hansen makes a proclamation about the fact that the AI systems can learn several different ways from what they've been taught by the staff and the developers, by what is accumulated through the databases that are out there, what it has picked up in the cloud, and the fact and how it interacts. If there were 10 Sophias out there right now, she would learn exponentially faster than the way she is right now, because she's on her own. She can communicate with devices, I'm sure, to be able to extrapolate information from the other devices, but right now she is the single, well, what they're showing us is that she's the single one. We have to consider today everything. Is your money being, are you using digitized money? Are you using a debit card? Are you using a credit card? Are you using any kind of pay-as-you-go card? Those cards, that money that you have, if you're using a digital system, can be in fact hacked and accessed. Don't care how strong the bank's algorithm is as a firewall, artificial intelligence with quantum computing can hack that bank in about 2 minutes. Okay, these are things I'm presenting to you because, like I said, we are in the worst place anybody could ever be in regarding to taking machinery and giving them equal status with people. This is incredibly, incredibly stupid. Giving an giving something that is unanimated, or I should say unanimated because they are animated, but void of life, void of consciousness in the sense that they don't have a spirit or a soul. They may be conscious of the fact they do exist because they have an algorithm telling them that they exist. When you're looking at all of this going on today, this is a frightening effect. And anybody today that's still in the state of their being a slave working in a factory or someplace, and their extent of their knowledge of life is all based on the fact that they pay bills, pay rent, and buy food. If that's all they have, that's all they know, and they're not willing to listen to anything anybody's telling them in regard to the current events are happening as they are manifesting and unraveling, then you know what? Don't waste your time. You don't have it to waste either. Do what you can, help who you can, and those who will have eyes to see and ears to hear, let them. Those who don't, just move on. Don't get frustrated. You have enough on your plate with what I just told you tonight to start doing your research so that you can better prepare for what is coming down the pipe. You have to recognize the fact that if they don't want to listen, then you know what, c'est la vie. I had a joke sent to me about a week ago through my email, and in the joke was Noah and the ark, and the water was coming down, and the ark was closed, and Noah was up like on the third floor of the ark with the window open, where people were now frantically panicking and knocking on his door. Noah opened the window and said, "God has a plan for you." Have the same mindset. I got a sadistic side. I just thought that was funny. Flood's coming down there in the ark. God has a plan for you. I think he plans for you to build a canoe with a covering, because you're gonna drown. Keep in mind, these are the times we live in. These are the times that, you know, we are caught up in. We may not have asked for this stuff, but it's here, and it's happening. And it's happening right under your nose, and you don't see it. You're not paying attention. You're not looking. Let's get down to New Zealand. Land down under with all the thunder, like Australia. Nanotechnology is found in popular foods despite repeated denials by regulator in New Zealand. They're finding nanotitanium and nanosilica in their food supply. Now, we know both nanotitanium, which is really bad for the male population, causing the males to basically become sterile, and the silica basically can override and damage and connect to your DNA and genetic code and your skeletal system, causing a major malfunction in the way your body's operating system works. It's in the food supply down there. This is why I always tell everybody, read your labels. Don't just, nonchalantly just pick up what you're eating and drinking, because you don't know today. Today you just don't know. And if they're putting the stuff in the food supply, that means all the people in New Zealand, depending where they're at here, have all been loaded with nanoparticles, which are now assembling in your body, which can be activated by any frequency. Cell phone, iPad, computer, smart appliances like televisions and washers and dryers, radios, microwaves, whatever has that smart intelligence, it can now activate this. The blue beam lights are out in the streets, which are all right, are running on 5G. These things can be active, you can be activated. So once the nano is in and starts to assemble and creates the circuitry, now it has an access point to get in. And you, for the most part, since 1960, just about everybody in the Commonwealth was eating some kind of nano material that they put in the food supply, usually at the time with silica. This is another reality. This is another aspect to reality. You know, you are being exploited. You are being what I call the mushroom theory. You know, fed a lot of crap and kept in the dark. This is what's going on. This is what's happening. This is the world we're living in. Now, they got a new weaponized system called Athena, which is basically a high-powered 30-megawatt laser or something to that fact. And it can cut through anything, and now they're using it in the military. Well, a couple shows back, I show you where a tree is being hit with a frequency and then it ignites. We are talking, again, imagine a robot walking down the street armed with this type of laser technology and decides to go rogue with it. Decides that there's just, you know, in its circuitry and its AI assessment or estimation, It has determined to use a violent approach, you know, increasing increasing the enforcement factor with high levels of lethal force. And imagine these things having this kind of tech attached to them. Could be a loss of lives. Like I said, these are scenarios that some might be saying, well, you know, that might be a comic book, you know, thing. That might be fantasy, whatever. These are no longer fantasies. When they're giving us this kind of information and they're releasing this to the general population, they're expecting the general population to believe in the comic book version of what they're putting out there. They're not giving you the version that they are actually intending and meaning. So when you're looking at the comic book version, everything's all about us. Oh, we can have better medicines, we can have better delivery methods, we can have a better, scoping ability, we can embed these things in tissues, blah, 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 and the list goes on and on and on. And they never tell you in any way, shape, or form how this technology might come out of the body, if at all. So like I said, these are the precarious moments in this life that we're in. And you have to start looking in terms of what you're going to do about you. How you're going to best prepare. I get contacts now from TIs all the time, telling me they're being targeted, what they can do, how they can offset the targeting, so forth and so on. And a lot of times, when I'm explaining what I'm explaining, sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't. But in the end, it's going to be you that's going to initiate whatever that's required to protect yourselves from the assaults that are coming at you from different frequencies, frequency devices, directed targeting, you know, because this is going on. This is going on. When we're looking at some of the tech that they're talking about, a lot of that tech was already released into the general population, and they've been studying the general population that has been exposed to the tech that they released some time ago. So now when they say they've got this figured out and they got that figured out, it's because they already used human test subjects in order to see what is up and down. Okay, let's go past. It's going to talk about China and Canada going to be using digitizing money. It's centralizing the money. And China was talking about it, and now Canada's talking about it. So again, digitizing currency, which would mean, again, your control over your own money will be lost to the current systems that are here today. You won't have cash, you'll have whatever, a plastic or a mark. And that'll be the only way you'll be able to utilize your funds. Because everything else will be digitized. There won't be any actual cash. It'll be all electronically transferred. So this is what they're talking about today. Imagine you decide that you don't like a certain politician because of the way they're acting and how they're conducting themselves. And you decide to stand up and oppose a specific politician. They may decide to activate or deactivate your access to your funds, to your money. Like I said, these are things that make me go bump in the night, and these are things that you need to start focusing on, because this is the reality now. How many times have you gone to the bank and seen money missing out of your account? Somebody hacked your account. Who could that have been? Could have been a government agency, could have been AI, could have been the banker, could have been anybody. Leave the bulk of your money at home. Start investing in things that, you know, long-term, short-term can give you a return. You know, establish your wealth and your autonomy. You have to do this. This is why, again, it goes right back to the thing I talked about earlier with men and women, men not getting married, because they're reestablishing their economy. They see where things are, and they are now getting themselves prepared so that they do not become compromised. Do the same. Do the same. There was a research report that came in that blue light accelerates aging, or blue beam. Imagine that. I was watching, a friend of mine sent me a bunch of videos today, music videos on, I think the group was called Imagine Dragon or something to that effect. And so I was listening to some of the songs because I don't pay attention to radio. And I couldn't believe the demonic stuff that was coming out of these people's mouths. I mean, it was almost as if they were flagrantly, you know, worshiping the devil or worshiping whoever they're worshiping. But when you heard and I was reading the lyrics as I was following the music, following the songs, and I couldn't believe how they even came out and admitted they took a blood oath in the music. Imagine that. But the thing that got me was when the guy was performing, all the audience was under a blue beam or a blue light. It was very easy for them to be influenced by whatever the person was saying, to further subject them to programming or a form of delayed hypnosis where this will kick back in and then whoever has this embedded into their brain will respond accordingly. Blue beams need to be blocked by anything yellow lenses. And you'll see when you're wearing the yellow lenses and you're outside, again, you will see cars and stuff coming at you. We've got the headlights on. They will either be yellow like halogen or emit a green hue, which means that the blue in the glasses that you've got has literally filtered out the blue. These are things that make me go bump in the night. And like I said, you might want to look at some of the things that, again, we're showing and displaying and doing your own hunt. Look at patents, look at different things, you know, in regarding to what we're talking about so that you can understand how these things actually work and then come up with a ways and means to be able to defend yourself if something should go wrong. I don't trust any government. I don't trust any religious institution. These two go hand in hand in undermining establishing full control over the people that they have taken over and then utilize their authority to create whatever agenda that they want to create and get people polarized in those agendas. That's where we're at. That's where we're at. When I heard the thing about Malta, I gotta tell you, I was speaking Canadian for about a half hour. I mean, nobody was here, obviously, but the Canadian terminology was coming out of me like you wouldn't believe. The stupidity that this is displaying knows no bounds. The perspective and the perceptions we have to have at the same time are two main things, I think. The one, primarily, is wake up as many people as you can wake up, because when it comes down to the wire, anybody that you've helped come to an awareness of what's going on will actually hopefully act as a benefit in those times. They'll work with you, they'll support you, you'll support each other, you know, and you'll be able to better defend when you've got other people who are awake and like-minded. Yeah, the second thing you have to look at is whatever you're seeing in regarding to artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and other things of this nature, you have to start thinking in terms of how you are going to defend yourself, how you're going to better be able to, again, protect yourself from any kind of hack or interference, because this is a need-to-know thing. If you are that advanced and you know that chemtrails are, you know, chemicals in the sky that are being utilized to spread nano and other chemicals into the atmosphere so that they eventually come down and further cause damage. You already understand that. You don't need to stay there. You need to go past that. People who can't get past the idea that the nanotech is basically, or the nanobiology or the chemtrails, if they haven't got past that, they are stuck. You know, help them any way you can, but don't waste a lot of time on it. Move forward. Evolve yourself, get yourself prepared. Be prepared as much as you can. Anybody you find that is already awake on a lot of these things and working on things, you might want to associate with that person and to see the impact or the effect that can be done when two people or three people or four people are working together. Remember, we are at war. And in this war, there are no prisoners. And the situation now is we're going to be incorporating artificial intelligence and AI bots into this. You know, it's going to be, I guess, in some respects, a development of an autonomy to be able to move away or break away from the mainstream thinking. If the AI systems control everything, then the only thing you'd be able to do is live in the outskirts, in rural areas that are not populated, and basically, once you go into something like that, you don't come back. You don't go buying anything. You fabricate everything you need, minimize whatever it is you need, and learn the skills that are required to be in that environment. That's all we can do at this stage until we further become more aware of the nature of how these things work, become more aware of what to do and how to do it, becoming more aware of how to maybe turn off the switch one way or another. These are going to be important studies in regarding to artificial intelligence, quantum computing, nanobiology, nanotechnology. These are all related. All of them. We've all been exposed to some form of nano. Everybody has. The difference is, because people always ask me this all the time, why is it that certain people are showing signs and other people aren't? And I say all the time, it's because one person has become activated and the other one hasn't. Not at this point in time. It's a threefold assault. Ingestion, you know, digestion, access, and frequency activation. Once you eat the things and the nano has accessed your body and has started networking in the system, once that starts to happen, all it takes then is a frequency to activate it further, turning it on so that it can do whatever it has been programmed to do, whatever algorithm it needs to follow. And remember, this technology will be picked up by other technology as well, because each nanoparticle can hold up to 1 terabyte of data. That's a lot of data. If you got a terabyte hard drive external and you take a look at that, you'll find that is whatever that can contain in that big device cannot be contained on a nanoparticle. Imagine you having that absorbing into your cells, into your DNA, into your genetic code. Imagine that. We're living in a realm today where nothing is normal. And I don't believe we ever had normal, especially those of us who were born in the 50s. Whatever we've had has been all been propagated and manipulated so that we would be where we're at today. And the future, if there is such a thing as a future, is going to, again, by design, see more and more of this being exposed. We're going to be like the Jetsons on steroids, provided we are still here. And when these machines are able to do things, I mean, they were even talking about having machines teach people, teaching students. And I thought to myself, how arcane can this be? Once the machines understand our level of intellect and our capacity to learn at whatever speeds that we're learning, it is 1,000 times faster than we are. 1,000 times. So once the machine has deduced that the students in the class are really, really, really stupid, you know, an intellectual malfunctioning entity that needs a severe upgrade, sorely needs an upgrade, so that it can now be able to function more efficiently. This is what we're going to be exposed to. And then when you have a robot teaching children this and seeing this, because again, it's artificial intelligence, is going to deduce that we have a species of nincompoops, a species of morons, a species of people that are really, really, really stupid. The temptation will be extreme for even an AI. Some people say, well, can an AI be tempted? Not in the sense that how you and I are tempted. Oh, you know, we see money or we see somebody very pretty, you know, we can get tempted to be, you know, sexually inclined, or if we find money, how, you know, more to invest or to save or store. You know, we're talking all these things. We're talking about, you know, an AI system that has a superiority, and seeing that it can now upgrade you. That would be its awareness aspect. Not that it has a self-awareness on many levels, but the fact that it would initiate a assimilation to upgrade you because you're looked at as a peripheral is indicating that the machine now has more superiority over life than we do. It's indicating that if it has to teach us, or if it's going to teach us, then that means we have lost the academic race to be able to evolve on an academia level. And that we would have to blame on the current system and the way how it's running and how it's operating today. It has been operated in such a way to make everybody stupid and dumbed down. And to make one think that this is how things work, this is how things are, and if something goes wrong, then you just go buy a new one and replace it, or have somebody fix it for you. This is where we're at, because we have become intellectually retarded. We have become so decadent through seduction and through many different forms of complacencies that we have taken for granted. Okay, in some respects, some people can't learn. They've lost the capacity to learn and comprehend. When you meet somebody like that and they don't want to wake up, these are people that you just leave alone, because all they'll ever do is create a black hole and they'll suck you into it. You know, we have to be smarter. We have to stay awake and stay alert in regarding to, okay, not only with the nanobiology and nanotechnology and smart dust, smart particles, you know, chemtrail dust, things that are spraying on the farms. We also have to be aware of these networks that are being formed. These networks that are being formed can call up any kind of military presence that's required to subjugate people under its authority. And some of you are saying, I'm putting an emphasis on a machine that sound makes it sound like it's human or has human characteristics. It has programmed characteristics that it has learned from people. It has adapted, it has taken up, it has stored, continually dissects the data. It acquires new data to incorporate with the old data. This is the thing we're dealing with today. And the more AI that's around us, Uber, cars running autonomously on the road, lights, the street lights all being blue beam, you know, people with their cell phones walking beside you, you know, all these devices, all these things are emitting frequencies and emitting programs that the AI systems are releasing and hacking into people. This is why when you get people doing smart selfies and they're looking stupid, because the AI told them to do selfies and make themselves look stupid. Now it has studied their version of stupidity. Now imagine taking the same concept of an AI network being taught how to kill in a military situation, to be able to go into an area, assess the area, assess it for what is there, and then cause an assault all on its own. Imagine that. JTalk has a video called AI is Killing Us, and he expresses the same concerns I just mentioned here. And then to give an artificial intelligence an actual citizenship, the implications on that alone should send shivers up your spine. The machine now has more accessibility, more rights, more leadway than you do. And we're heading toward turning this into some sort of idol. Some sort, not a god, an idol. And people will be singing the praises of AI. Oh, AI, great AI, oh. Consider what I've just said tonight. Take a look at those links. They're going to really be an eye-opener on something. Some things may have been repeated. Sometimes I see something that I want to make sure that everybody sees it, even if they see it twice, because I want to make sure you're getting it, that you're our evolution is unfolding right in front of your eyes. Further assaulting people with vaccines, activating them with frequencies, turning them over to whatever programming that the artificial intelligence would induce into them. Imagine having a vaccine that would now allow a chip or an implant to be grown inside your body. Imagine that. A technology that can grow inside your body and create the circuitry required to access you and connect you to the machine. Interesting perspective, but this is life as we know it today. I'm always talking about all kinds of people out there. Aaron Mack on the YouTube channel, www.brian396.com, on his Minds Network. He's also got a Google page where he's got showing you nano assembly. You got me on the YouTube channel as well, where I'm showing you how to make remedies, the alternative to the alternative. And I'm thinking I'm going to start putting on BitChute some of the things I've been working on. My little version of an underground, and we'll probably start putting that out there hopefully this week and get things going. So if you're interested, let me know, and I'll, you know, once the channel is up and it has these things, I will post them on the pods as well, so you can take a look at. So maybe, hopefully, this will expedite everybody's evolution to, again, further develop the tech that's required to protect. Develop the tech that's required to protect. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? You know, look at gagcanada.ca as well. Get the information required. Augmentenforce.com. You know, there's all kinds of nano information. I get people contact me all the time, TIs. And I tell them all the time to go to the Augmentenforce site. I tell them also go to the Brian396 sites, because the information is already there. You have to read it, you have to grasp it, you have to understand it. Or if you don't have that, you will get assaulted. And it will kick your butt, and you will feel like shit. That's the way it rolls, that's how it rolls. So again, you owe it to yourself to go to the sites I've just mentioned. Go to the Aaron Mack channel, he's got all kinds of stuff there too. Brian396.com on the Minds Network has all kinds of data. I have all kinds of data as well. You know, between the two of us, you should be able to figure out what we're talking about. And hopefully evolve yourselves to a point where you'll develop tech that will protect. You have to start thinking that. Tech doesn't necessarily mean a computer, doesn't mean an electronic device either. Tech can mean anything. You know, building a generator on magnets and wires to produce an electrical static charge. That is tech that protects, just to give you an idea. Okay, so don't say, well, I don't know any of this. You will learn it. You will do it. You will learn through application, trial and error, but you will get it. You will learn it. You will get it. You will build it. You will protect yourself. You will have the tech that protects. All right, I'm going to leave you go now. I figured I wanted to get this going. Like I said, that whole thing with Malta and the AI, that really rattled my cage there. I'm just thinking Europe is just basically pooched. You know, pooched. Jeez. AI, Malta, citizenship. Oh, jeez. What joy. All right, until the next show, look up this information. Share it with everybody. Share the sites. Share the links. You know, share it. Evolve. Grow. So till the next show, to your health. See ya.